Stars from the Metropolitan Opera will open the 9th annual Dvořák Prague International Music Festival, which gets underway at Prague's Rudolfinum on Thursday night. Over the next 2 weeks, the event will showcase performances by renowned soloists and some of the world's best orchestras. I spoke to the festival's artistic director, Marek Vrabec, and I first asked him to tell me more about the opening concert.
A big deal for Dvořák Prague Festival to open this year's festival with the beautiful Stabat Mater by Antonín Dvořák. And it's especially significant for us because we are lucky to have real star singers such as Kristýna Opola, the soprano, also René Pape, the bass, Diana Kurucová, and Richard Samek. So I think this artistic team will be a great opening of the Dvořák Prague Festival.
And I believe those who cannot get to the concert hall can see the concert live on Wenceslas Square.
That's right, and not only on the Wenceslas Square, but it will be broadcast also on the Czech TV, and there will be a live streaming on the European television called Arte.
A dominant feature of this year's Dvořák's Prague will be the so-called Dvořák Collection. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
The Dvořák Collection is a collection of complete Dvořák's pieces, mostly symphonic or vocal instrumental pieces. So we gradually introduce these complete collections at the Dvořák Prague Festival, and this year and next year we will be featuring all oratorios and cantatas by Dvořák, including Stabat Mater, Requiem, Te Deum, continuing next year with Svatá Ludmila and others. And we will also play the quite rarely heard pieces like Hero's Song or American Flag, this cantata by Dvořák.
What are some of the other highlights of this year's event?
I would definitely stress international orchestras such as Gustav Mahler Jugend Orchestra with Ingo Metzmacher, and the soloist of this concert will be Jean-Yves Thibaudet playing Gershwin Piano Concerto. For the first time, we are also having Maestro Tomáš Netopil, who is bringing his orchestra, SNR Philharmonica, and Tomáš will also conduct the closing concert of the festival, Wiener Symphoniker, performing Te Deum by Antonín Dvořák with some Czech internationally renowned singers such as Adam Plachetka or Simona Houda-Šaturová.
And we also shouldn't forget the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Absolutely. We are very proud to have another British orchestra at the Dvořák Prague. We were lucky enough to have last year the London Symphony Orchestra, the year before London Philharmonia Orchestra with Christoph von Dohnányi. And this year we are very proud to introduce to Czech audiences London Philharmonic Orchestra with Maestro Vladimír Jurovský.